With endless scrolling and the constant need to post every moment online, social media seems to have a hold on people's lives. Samantha Thomas is a Canadian certified counselor. She says that social media can have a negative effect on one's self-esteem.
The first thing is, when you're on social media, you're not seeing the reality of the situation, you know? Like, you're constantly going to compare yourself to what other people are putting out as their best picture of their lives, not what it really is. So something I say to clients all the time is, like, when you're on social media, what you're doing is you're seeing what people want you to see, and then you're comparing yourself to that. So it looks like you need to be happy all the time, you need to have all these new things, you need to be going on these trips, you know, get to a certain age and everybody's having babies, and then you feel like you're behind, you know?
These feelings are also true for 20-year-old Camila Mas. Having grown up in the era of social media, she says it's very common for her to compare herself to what others post online.
I see people in social media and the way they portray themselves, and I'm constantly comparing myself to them. Like, oh, she's so pretty, she has perfect skin, and her body is perfect, and she's so tanned, and she's so beautiful. And then I get into the comment section and they're like calling her fat and ugly things. And I'm like, well, if she's fat and ugly, what am I then?
Thomas says social media apps have been designed to be addictive. This makes it harder to disconnect from them.
You know, it's designed to catch your attention, to give you that serotonin boost. So, A, teenagers especially, I mean, if you don't have any social media, you're almost left out of everything. You know, you're not talking about what everybody else is able to talk about. So you might get it just for that purpose, but then it becomes addictive. And you can't, naturally, as humans, we compare ourselves to others and we want to fit in. And that's just how our brain has evolved.
While they're just photos and videos, Ma says social media has a major influence on society's beauty standards.
Society says, that's pretty, so everyone is looking for that thing that makes it pretty. So if someone comments, oh, her skin is amazing, and then the 10 comments below that is, she's so pretty, her skin is amazing, her skin is amazing. In your head, it's drilled in your head that you need to have that skin because everyone likes it. It's on trend. Everyone thinks it's attractive, so you think, oh, I need to have that skin to be attractive.
By beginning to be aware of how social media can produce negative emotions, Thomas says this is the first big step to loosen the control social media has on one's life. For Kicker News, I'm Tandy O'Grady.